Here we are with a Monday again, folks, but we're going to top it with the good stuff. So stay right where you are.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the surrounding areas. Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Start out by going to visitvalentine.org. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board hopes that you'll come see us this summer. Check out some of the Merritt Reservoir, Niobrara River, or any other fun things to do here in the Valentine area.
And what if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers information on ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture? If you're ever looking for a single source for all your livestock news, you really need to go to Tri-State Livestock News. It's TSLN.com. And remember, it's what ranchers read. You're in a right place if you're reading Tri-State Livestock News.
Something today on the good stuff that was sent in a while back from a lady in Hettinger, North Dakota. Anonymous, I guess, but that's all we're going to narrow it down. It's called Kneading the Bread. And it was addressed to Jim. Said, last Christmas, my husband gave me something I've always wanted, a bread maker. It takes 10 minutes to put the ingredients into the machine and turn it on. 4 hours later, I have a wonderful loaf of bread. As much as I love my new machine, when I have time, I like to make bread the old way. The dough squeezing through my fingers is somehow comforting. At first, it's a bit messy, but after it has risen the first time, I knead it again. This time, the dough is soft and smooth. I get lost in thought as I turn the dough over and over. The repetitive motion is relaxing, almost hypnotizing. I let the dough rise again, pop it in the oven, and soon the house is full of its heavenly aroma. When it's done, I wait for it to cool enough to cut that first delicious slice. As I wait, I admire it. It's a work of art, shaped and molded with time and experience. I looked at my son the other day and realized raising children is a lot like making a loaf of bread. At first, they're tiny and helpless and, yes, even messy. All the ingredients are there to create a fine human being, but we have to knead, mold, and shape them until they rise into fine adults. Most children reach a stage, usually in their mid to late teens, where they resist the kneading. They think they no longer need our guidance or advice and believe that they're ready to take on the world. Just like the first rising of the dough, we have to let them be for a bit. We need to give them space to grow and learn on their own. Somewhere in their 20s, they change again and once more seek our advice. It's time for the second kneading. This time, however, like the dough, they're softer and ready to be kneaded and molded. They accept the fact that we do indeed know what we're doing and allow us to shape them the final time. My son is not ready for his second kneading, but the time will come. When it does, I'll take time to knead and mold him the final time. Afterwards, I'll be able to look at him and say to myself, he's a work of art created with time and experience. I think I'm going to have a fine loaf when I'm done. A lady from Hettinger, North Dakota, called Kneading the Bread.
What a clever way to look at it. Okay, I shared some of these before. I've got a few more. Sure makes you wonder how these folks can survive. A lady at work was seen putting a credit card into her floppy drive. Now, that's showing how old this is.
Right.
But anyway, into her floppy drive and pulling it out very quickly. When inquired as to what she was doing, she said she was shopping on the internet and they kept asking for a credit card number. So she was using the ATM thingy.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Oh, if you're not sure what a floppy drive is, just look for someone 20 years older than you. Here's another one. I recently saw a distraught young lady weeping beside her car. Do you need some help? I asked her. She replied, I knew I should have replaced the battery to this remote door unlocker. Now I can't get into my car. Do you think they, pointing to a distant convenience store, would have a battery to fit this? I don't know. Do you have an alarm too? I asked. No, just this remote thingy, she answered, handing it and the car keys to me. As I took the key and manually unlocked the door, I replied, why don't you drive over there and check about the batteries? It's a long walk.
It is a long walk.
Got more of those, but save them for later. Do you ever come across yabbits?
Yabbits?
Yeah.
What's that?
Next time you hear yourself say, yeah, but, ask yourself if you're describing a genuine obstacle that cannot be circumnavigated. If not, do so exactly what your yabbit says you shouldn't. Martha Beck, author of Finding Your Own North Star, a quote from her.
And thanks for tuning in to this local radio station and the good stuff.